Neil, firstly, could we just get a word on the game on Tuesday night? I noticed you said afterwards that you were not disappointed with the result, but you felt like on balance you could have won the game. How pleasing was it to go somewhere like Cheltenham on the run they were on and perform so well?
It was really pleasing because obviously, like you say, the run that they were on and going away from home, you know that you're going to be up against it, but the game didn't turn out that way. I thought we started the better. We had the better chances over the game and I felt we were the better team. Obviously, on the night, we were better than them in that one game, but over the season, they've obviously done fantastically well. And that's what it's all about, being consistent. But certainly in that one game, I felt that we were better than them on that night.
Have you picked up any new injuries from Tuesday ahead of this weekend?
No, I don't think so. I think Gus been struggling a little bit with his toe, which is affecting him. So he came off maybe about 20 minutes to go. But other than that, I think we were okay. But like you say, we've still got to get two training sessions. And there tends to always be something that crops up from week to week that you're not expecting. So but at the moment, it's been a good, in terms of injuries, Tuesday was fine.
You've had a very good week in terms of the league and now you switch your focus to the FA Trophy again and you're going back to your old club. You had great success there over a number of years and it's only September when you left. How do you feel about going back as an opposing manager to Halifax?
To be honest, my only concern is for Gateshead. It's obviously when you're at a club you do your best for that club, and if you're a player you do your best when you're at a club, but once you leave, it's all about doing well at Gateshead. So for me, it's an important game because it's a quarter final. And regardless whether it's Halifax or if we'd have drawn one of the other teams in the competition, it's the fact that it's a quarter final. And really, once a game starts, it's just like any other game at any other stadium, really. We need to perform to get through. I'm obviously aware of the threat that Halifax pose and the fact that they've beaten Gateshead comfortably in a game up here, and that they beat Grimsby last week 4-2 shows that possibly, although the difference in league positions, you'd have to say that they are obviously starting favourites with them being at home.
You know their strengths obviously, but you'll know their weaknesses too.
Yes, but I think they know our strengths and weaknesses as well, so it's all about trying to make sure that you try and impose your own game, and you have to not make mistakes and take your chances when they come, like in all games. But it's the main thing on Saturday. It's not about me. It's about the players, and the players have done well over the last few weeks, and they've got to continue that on.
And it's a competition that you've said in the past is very important to you because it's, well, one of two that you can get to Wembley in, and the supporters at this club would love to go back to Wembley. It's not that long since they were there. It whetted the appetite. And it's a massive fixture.
No, it is. It's very important. And like you say, for supporters, it becomes more important the closer you're getting to Wembley. And every player would like to go to Wembley. And same for me as a manager. But about the supporters, it's a great occasion in any competition if you can get to Wembley. So we know what's at the end of it. But it's only one step on the way. Because obviously then if you do get through the semi-finals or two legs, and you're going to have a couple of hard games as well. But obviously got to get through Saturday first.
Just want to ask you about a couple of players as well, because you've got three loan signings in the team: Alex Whitmore, Andre Bennett and CJ Hamilton. And you spoke last weekend about how good CJ Hamilton was, but the club's used the loan market in the past to, I suppose, varying good effect. Some players have been fantastic, some haven't quite worked out. Those three, their hunger, their enthusiasm and their quality must really be impressing you, because they've improved the side.
I think they have. I think it's always a gamble when you're taking loan players and bring them into the club, because they have to integrate with the other players. They have to show desire because they're coming from another club, and you always question whether they can have the same desire as the other players who are permanent players at the club. And I must say that they've all settled in well at the club, which is important. But on the pitch, I think CJ's he catches the eye because of his pace, but I think Alex has been a little bit under the radar in the fact that he's come in and he's played in three positions, centre half, right back and left back. I think he's acquitted himself very well. He's quite a quiet, unassuming lad, but he's from the northeast, which is important, and I think he's done very well. And it was a test for him the other night at Cheltenham, and he came through that very well, like he did in the Grimsby game, which was a big game. And as I say, I think he's got better the more he's played, and we're happy to have him. I mean, Andre as well has a bit of a higher profile because of who his dad is, but he's playing because he's a good player, nothing to do with his dad, and he's had to switch positions, and he's done well. It was a culture shock, I think, the first game. He felt it physically tiring, but he's acquitted himself well, and he's popular with the other players, and a few of them have struck up friendships with other players, which helps, and they've all been good additions to the club.
You've always tried to win games while you've been here, but it is Saturday. It's a bit of a cliche. Must not lose. You'd be pleased just to be in the draw on Monday for the last four.
Well, I think every game you don't want to lose. Unfortunately, in sport, one team is going to go out. I put myself under pressure trying to get results, and there's nobody who reacts worse than to myself if I'm not doing well. But I'm experienced enough to know that a cup tie against any team, you need a bit of luck on the day. You need to maybe get a refereeing decision in your favour. There's lots of factors that can come into it. All I ask is that the players show the same attitude and application they did on Tuesday. And if they do that, I won't have any complaints, no matter what the score is.